Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest is Laszlo Boyd, a former education advisor to Maryland governors and who writes for the website Center Maryland. Good morning, Laszlo.
Good morning.
Now, you wrote recently about the impending retirement of Britt Kirwan, the chancellor of the university system in Maryland. You said he's had by almost any measure, a spectacular run, and he's a master politician. Can you tell us a bit about that master politician part?
Sure. I think Britt has the ability to interact with people at all levels, in all situations. You always feel like when you're talking to him, he's paying attention to you and listening. And I think you partly judge the fact that he's a master politician by the results. He's done really well in preserving funding for higher education at a time when in many states it's been cut radically.
Preserving funding, I assume that took some hectoring to get that money through the General Assembly.
The first thing it obviously took was persuading the governor to put the money in his budget, and he's had a receptive governor in Martin O'Malley. But beyond that, of course, Britt has had to convince members of the General Assembly to keep that money in, to not cut it out, and that's always a battle. But I think he has, over the years, made a very persuasive case for why higher education is important to the economy and welfare of the state.
Now, he was president of the College Park campus, took the same job at Ohio State, then came back to Maryland to be the chancellor when the governor and the General Assembly were putting all that together. If I recall, he didn't think that was such a great idea. Is that right?
People on the College Park campus generally weren't so sure that this unified system was a great idea. They had seen from people in other states that the major research institution sometimes suffers as everybody is competing for money. But they've done incredibly well. Certainly, Britt deserves a lot of credit for that. I think he made that transition incredibly smoothly.
He's going to be a really tough act to follow. Does the Board of Regents look locally, say maybe Freeman Hrabowski at UMBC, or do they go for a national search?
Well, Freeman is sort of the really obvious candidate. He's already indicated publicly that he's not interested in it, and that doesn't particularly surprise me. Being a chancellor, being the head of a system, is very different than being a head of a campus. Maryland has a very good reputation nationally in higher education, and there should be the ability to attract somebody who's really good. The only catch will be that person will then have to learn the players and the way the system works in Maryland.
Well, besides learning the players in the system, what's the biggest challenge going to be for the new chancellor?
I think just as Britt leaves, there are a whole lot of other people leaving also. We're going to have a new governor. Off the campaigning, we really don't have much sense of how important a priority higher education is for them. Beyond that, you're going to have a lot of turnover in the General Assembly. So there's a lot swirling about. If Britt were staying, he would have a new playing field to deal with as well.
Thank you very much, Laszlo.
Thank you for having me.
For Laszlo Boyd, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.